Every patient tells a different story, and every recovery journey teaches us something new. Welcome to Neuro Rehab Conversations, where we discuss the science, challenges, and breakthroughs shaping modern rehabilitation.
It's great to be here.
Today's clinical deep dive tackles a major shift in how you can approach early motor recovery. We're looking at the latest evidence on EMG biofeedback, and specifically, how you can harness a patient's invisible intent to accelerate their progress.
Yeah, that concept of, invisible intent is just so critical for us as clinicians. I mean, we're historically trained to scan for visible movement as the very first sign of recovery.
Right, you're always looking for that tiny muscle twitch.
Exactly. You want to see the physical output. But the clinical science actually shows that recovery, it starts long before a visible contraction ever happens.
Which completely changes the baseline. Even when a limb appears totally flaccid or paralyzed, the brain's descending pathways might still be firing off these tiny motor commands.
They absolutely are.
The research shows these signals exist in the 10 to 30 microvolt range.
Yeah, the intent is there. The cortex is sending the command, but the signal is just, it's too weak to recruit enough motor units to generate a physical visible contraction.
It's almost like a whisper in a crowded room, right? Just because you can't hear the movement, it doesn't mean the nervous system isn't trying to speak. So how do we actually amplify that whisper?
Well, the research shows we amplify it by repairing the broken sensorimotor loop. The brain really needs to know its signal was actually received by the body.
Right.
Because if it sends a command and gets zero physical feedback, that neural pathway degrades. We have to close that loop.
Wait, let me stop you there, though. Because if we just apply standard passive stimulation to make the muscle move, why does the patient's actual intent matter so much?
That's a great point.
I mean, why not just force the muscle to move externally?
Because passive stimulation, it might maintain muscle health, sure.
Yeah.
But it does virtually nothing to rewire the brain. And that is the fundamental difference here. Associative motor learning relies on Hebbian plasticity. The biological principle that neurons that fire together wire together. If you just shock a muscle while the patient is like staring out the window,
there's no neural synchrony.
Precisely. The system needs to detect that tiny voluntary intent, that 10 microvolt signal we talked about, and then instantly trigger targeted stimulation.
So it creates immediate sensory feedback, like proprioceptive feedback.
Yes, exactly. The brain sends the signal, and a fraction of a second later, the muscle contracts and sends a sensory signal back saying, hey, we did it.
Wow.
That specific synchrony is what reinforces the exact neural pathways attempting the movement.
And because the patient is mentally engaged in that closed loop, it totally shifts the experience in the clinic. I mean, you incorporate visual biofeedback, and suddenly the patient sees like a graph spike on a screen the exact moment they try to move.
Which is huge. It transforms them from passive recipients of therapy into active participants.
Right. They see their effort.
Yeah. Seeing that invisible effort translate into a visual and physical outcome is just incredibly motivating for them. They realize their effort actually matters, even if they can't move the limb on their own yet.
And for the therapist, you aren't waiting weeks to see if your interventions are working. You gain an objective biomarker right out of the gate. You can actually see the recovery starting on day one.
Which is a game changer for treatment planning.
But applying this in a busy clinic usually means, tangling with a dozen wires.
Mm.
What stands out in the evidence here is how the hardware solves this using a unified electrode architecture.
Oh, the engineering behind that is fascinating. You are using the exact same pads to sense that tiny microvolitional EMG signal and then to deliver the stimulation.
Which sounds impossible. I mean, how do you sense a microscopic 10 microvolt signal and then blast a massive electrical stimulation pulse to the exact same pad without completely frying the sensors?
Right. Well, the system rapidly switches circuits in milliseconds. It opens the sensing gate, listens for the intent, instantly closes the gate, fires the stimulation, and switches right back to listening.
That's wild.
And for you as the clinician, this drastic reduction in hardware means your setup time is cut in half. You aren't placing multiple overlapping sets of electrodes.
It streamlines everything so you can just focus on the therapy. Which leaves us with a final question for you to ponder before your next shift. How would your treatment plans change tomorrow if you treated intention rather than visible movement as the first true milestone of recovery? Thanks for joining us on Neuro Rehab Conversations. Recovery is about more than movement. It's about restoring independence and quality of life. We'll see you in the next episode.